episode 443 of Global Pharmacia Mindset Today, Entrepreneur Journey, Hirsch. Let's tune in. GlobalFromAsia.com/mindset.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you so much for listening to or maybe watching this podcast. We are recording from Hanoi, Vietnam. I just finished the fourth road show, and today's guest is Hirsch Patel, an entrepreneur that has actually, I learned just a lot about with us on this interview. He's also been a friend of mine since the Shenzhen days and in Philippines and in Thailand, and he helped a lot with our second roadshow in Bangkok. So we're already planning the next one, October 16th meetup in Bangkok, if you're there. We'd love to see you there. We'll talk about it in the interview and link it in the show notes. I am really excited for this one. It's about your mindset. It's about taking action. It's about making things happen. And if you're maybe somebody that's wanting to start your business, hasn't started, or just wants some motivation like I got from Hirsch, today's episode is perfect for you. We also link to the various things we mentioned on globalfromasia.com/mindset. Let's tune in. Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here third year in a row at Global From Asia, and we're proud to say it because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands and e-commerce brands and joint ventures with our US structures, and they're super easy to do, online application, no fees, and they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service, and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/mercury for that information. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Mercury. All right. Thank you all for listening or watching another Global From Asia podcast. We're here. These are just kind of some of my favorite shows. This is his first podcast, and I feel like it's well overdue. You've been doing business in e-commerce and online marketing in Asia for over a decade. So Hirsch or Hirschal Patel, thanks for joining us today. How you doing, Hirsch?
Doing great. Loving the weather out here in Bangkok. Not too hot today, fortunately.
Yeah.
How's everything going by you, Mike?
I'm here in Hanoi now in Vietnam. It's also nice weather, although I feel guilty. My family in Thailand, in Chiang Mai, they're not so bad, but it's flooding in the roads a lot of places in there. But
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm doing fine here. So
good.
Yeah.
What's your next stop after Hanoi?
Hong Kong on Monday.
All right.
I'll be in Hong Kong when the show goes live. Yeah. Almost.
Nice.
And then Shenzhen, our home base, our old base, both of us, right?
Oh yeah.
Let's get in a little bit about your background. So you grew up in New York City and ended up in Asia. Similar to me.
Yeah.
How did you start?
Well, growing up in New York is interesting because most people that grow up in New York, I feel like they don't think about leaving. I was always curious about the world. And initially, when I decided to leave New York, I actually went on a tour. And I said to myself, if I'm going to choose somewhere to go, where is it going to be? And so I ended up in India. Me coming from an Indian household, I never got a chance to go to India. So I joined a tour back in 2011, 2012. And I ended up in India. Now, while I was in India, I saw a ton of possibilities, ton of great opportunities for business. Me, growing up, I've always been curious about business and entrepreneurship, and I was always hustling and making money. So naturally, I just started looking for opportunities. While I was in India, I got involved in diamond trading. So, I mean, initially, I had went as a tour. I came back to New York, and then a few months later, I decided to move to India and I actually started exporting diamonds. I started trading diamonds.
Wow.
My family is originally from Gujarat. Yeah. So Gujarat is like the diamond trading center of the world. And so I just naturally plugged in.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that. So it's why I love doing these talks. We get to learn about you more. And then,
Sure.
so then diamonds, actually, this I think of one of my favorite movies, Blood Diamond. I don't know if you must have seen that. I
Oh
hope.
yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
Oh
one.
yeah.
Yeah, I
Not
feel
the
like
not the ideal not the ideal display, but there is some reality to it.
okay. Yeah,
Unfortunately.
seem like higher risk reward kind of business. It feels like, I mean, yeah, I have no clue about diamond trade business, but it does
Yeah.
definitely seems exotic, international. So, because I always knew, I think when we
It
chat,
was.
well, go ahead, go ahead. Enough.
I'm listening.
Okay, so diamonds and then eBay or e-commerce. So you were doing e-commerce also while still in New York earlier on?
Actually, I had started with e-commerce on eBay when I was about 13 years old. So I used to go to these auctions with my parents. They had liquidation auctions,
Yeah.
government auctions, and so they would buy things to later resell. And so I started sourcing my own things and I started posting them up on eBay. 13 years old, I was selling online. I just remember going to my high school every morning and taking boxes with me to the school to drop off in the mailbox on the way to class. It was pretty cool when I think back about it because I was making a couple of $100 a week. It was not a very competitive environment at that time. Basically, anything you'd post online would get some traction.
Agreed, man. I mean, the good old days. I even tell people still thought it was late when I was in eBay. A lot of the OG e-com people like us were eBayers, right? eBay sellers to start. I think that was kind of like the first
For
wave
sure.
of sellers. I mean, I guess you could sell before eBay, but eBay was when it really started to be more possible for people to sell. And so most of us early OGers like us. But that's cool. Yeah, the liquidation. I've never gotten involved in those kind of models. And then
Yeah.
so now we're connecting eBay and then you're India. And then did you see?
So going back, let's start when I was 13 years old. So I started with eBay, started
Yeah.
selling online, went to school about just like what normal people do, what is expected of us of society, go to school, get a job, do this and that. By the time I had decided to go into full entrepreneurship, so I went and I did a tour of India, came back to work in New York, and later ended up leaving my job a couple of months later so I could relocate to India. That was my first foray into just full-time entrepreneurship outside of studying and doing online sales. It was just like it became a full-time gig. So that was back in 2012. While I was in India, I actually made a friend from Zimbabwe, and he
Okay.
invited me out to Zimbabwe to
Wow.
source rough diamonds. Yeah. So while I was in Zimbabwe, he later goes to me, he said, "We should go to China." And I was a bit hesitant, but then he said, "Let's go check out the Canton Fair." That was around 2013. And so that was my first foray into China. And when I got to the Canton Fair, I just saw all of these opportunities. And I remember I sourced my first goods, sent them to New York, and I was able to sell them in about 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait, I think I'm onto something. So it started from there, became a full-time career. And it was just, I never looked back after.
Yeah, I think the common feedback from people that go to like China for the first time is it's a very love or hate, right? So I guess we're on the side of loving or like
Yeah, I mean,
like we
I hit the ground running.
yeah.
Yeah, I hit the ground running and I started learning Chinese. I started going back and forth from China, ended up living in China. And I saw, I mean, there were so many opportunities there that it would be crazy not to be there. And I really did pretty well and I had an amazing time.
Yeah, it's awesome. And yeah, we've gotten to hang out there a lot. And I know you spent time in Philippines. I don't know if we want to jump ahead. Maybe we stick within China, but like, what are some of the challenges you've met along the getting started
Okay, so
that we can learn from?
well, getting started, I had a natural innate talent for entrepreneurship since I was very young. So I never really saw things as too much of an obstacle. I kind of figured things out along the way. One thing that was really powerful for me was just having the right mindset. Somebody starting out now, I would say that you need to not have analysis by paralysis, rather take action and know that you're going to figure things out on the way. If you try to be a perfectionist or you try to get everything right the first go, you're never going to do anything. Unfortunately, I see a lot of young people that spend a lot of time trying to figure out how it's going to work before they start, and they end up not taking action. I would suggest take action and know that it's okay to be wrong sometimes and it's okay to make mistakes, but you keep going. But the biggest thing I could say is just taking action.
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely aligned on that. And we did this roadshow also. I forgot to mention at the beginning. Yeah, you helped a lot with our Bangkok roadshow, and it was great with your kombucha. We'll chat about that next. But a lot of
Yeah.
the newer people I meet, and maybe you too, it seems like they want to have all the answers before they start, right? The common one for e-commerce
Yeah, I
is
think
they
that's
want
the wrong approach.
exactly, right? And then especially for e-commerce, they want the perfect product from the beginning, right? They want that.
Does, yeah, never works like that.
Yeah. So I think both of us are on that same page that I usually tell people like take a smaller upfront risk, like it's an investment of a product or a venture, right? That you're not going to lose everything if it fails, so that you can get that experience. It's better than like education and like school or something, right? Like taking that action. So
Right. It's
there's
like a flywheel. So in my business experience, I would say that I started small and took the risks that I could afford to take, and it kept helping me build confidence in my own ability, and I kept learning along the way until I started importing containers of goods and started selling in mass retail. And so it all had to do with the mindset and building confidence, knowing that you didn't need to know everything to start. There's no perfect formula. You go one step at a time and you figure it out as you go.
agreed. There's a saying I always think about is, I think entrepreneurship is jumping off a cliff and figuring out how to fly while you're falling.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Yeah.
I remember thinking about that when in my early days when I had just started out.
It's great. So I don't know if China would be different in some of the challenges, or do we want to go into Philippines and Thailand? Because I know you're in Thailand now, and
Sure. But the interesting thing I will tell you, as I had told you that I had met somebody in India, I made a friend that brought me to Zimbabwe. From Zimbabwe, we went to China. The same thing happened in the Philippines as well as in Thailand. So the funny thing about life, I would have to say, is that the people that you meet and the circumstances draw you in different places, right? The opportunities present themselves. You have to be aware and able to see them. In the Philippines, I had made a friend and I had went out to the Philippines. We actually started a marketing agency out in the Philippines. And so from there, I learned more and more about sourcing labor and things, which actually, when I was in high school and I was working at a tech company, we had set up an office in the Philippines. So I was in charge of that. I was about 19 years old at that time. We sourced labor and we also procured the office space.
amazing. Was that in Cebu, I think, right? If I recall.
I wasn't in Cebu. I was actually in Pampanga, which is close to Manila, in a
Yep.
place called Clark,
Yep, I know that.
where they had a former US military base. I think they left in 1991. In any case, I had a friend from New York living in Thailand, and she invited me out to Thailand to train me at the gym. While I was in the Philippines, I had thought about actually living in Thailand for some time. Even prior to that, I had first come to Thailand in 2014, and I thought it would be a great place to check out. So I came, she was training me, stayed for a couple of months, and then ended up meeting my now wife, who at that time was my girlfriend, and just stayed ever since. I like the proximity to China, so I can easily fly in and out of China, and as well as other countries. other neighboring countries around.
I agree. So yeah, this is a fascinating like story here. So then from Clark, yeah, I've been there a few times and I know the military base stuff there. And then you said a gym to do a gym in
for fitness training. She was a trainer.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Were you working? Did you have a business at that time, or was a marketing agency going, or e-commerce? Or
yeah, we had the e-commerce has never stopped, and
you're still
we had the marketing
the whole time, right?
Yeah, like, the whole time, yeah. E-commerce as well as mass retail. So we put product into mass retail, and we're doing that. So she invited me out to train with her because. We knew each other for a long time, and so she was training me at the gym, and yeah, then I met my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I agree with you about Thailand. I lived there. I'm up north. For those that don't know, Chiang Mai is like a 1-hour-ish flight up from Bangkok. Mm-hmm. But it's close to China. It's a good living environment and very convenient.
I had thought about returning to the Philippines while I was in Thailand at some point, and then I kind of just decided to stick around, long story short.
Sure. I mean, I love the Philippines too, and I'll be there in December for we're doing a small team gathering. A lot of our team, like Alvin, our editor here, he's a Filipino. I mean, it's just the infrastructure is just not as stable as Thailand. Yeah, right.
100%. I 100% agree with you. And that was one of the things that I thought about when relocating.
Exactly. So the idea is Thailand, the same, like it's got fast internet, convenient price,
exactly.
Infrastructure, location. But yeah, Philippines, a lot of our team is there. Actually, a lot of them want to, not a lot, but a few are considering Thailand. I'm trying to figure out how to get some of the Filipinos to Thailand.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a good place to be. One thing I was hesitant about the Philippines, as you said, the infrastructure. So the internet speeds could vary. And also the blackouts, you'd have power outages, brownouts, blackouts. So it would disrupt the workflow. It was not as primed for doing business online, I would say.
Agreed.
And geographically, it was a little far from the rest of the countries around here.
It is. No, so I haven't thought of that. But even this roadshow I planned, I was thinking about Philippines. But then when I started looking at the map and the distance, it was more out of the way than other places. But
like for me, I used to, sorry.
No, go.
For me, I used to travel from China to India to the US. So I was used to it. I would go to India every year before COVID, and I would be in China. So I have a lot of friends that are still in India, and I have a lot of relationships in India.
Great. Yeah, I've only been to, even just this year, I went to Meghla's India sourcing trip in February of 2024, and it was
nice.
In New Delhi.
Nice.
I also got to see Taj Mahal, so I saw a couple of places, but man, I don't want to get into it, but New Delhi is not a place.
It's not for everyone. I'm lucky that I grew up on both sides of the spectrum, that I can speak the local languages and I have an easy time getting around. I remember in 2012 living in India for about a year, and I thought to myself, if I can survive India, I can survive anywhere in the world.
Feels
so I've
like,
been an
yeah.
adventurer since.
Man, I don't want to sound so parabolic, but I got run over in New Delhi.
Oh, man.
It was my foot, though. They ran over the front of my foot. But it's like, it's just chaos there. Like, it's
totally.
I mean, I thought China or Thailand or, I mean, Vietnam, but man, India is crazier. At least New Delhi. I don't want to speak for the whole country, but cars everywhere. They go over the sidewalk. They go through the intersections. They go in between lanes. Like, it's just insanity. Like,
it's terrible.
It's
I know.
Really crazy there.
That's the other thing I liked about the idea of living in Thailand rather than India or in China was that the population density is so much less, and people are friendly because people don't have tons of people around them, I guess.
Yes, maybe it's. I think it's also the culture or the Buddhist influence, the temples, maybe. Because,
Sure.
like, I'm here in Vietnam. It's also it's not as crazy as India, though, at least. But it's pretty
Totally.
jam-packed, and they're more. But the culture, right? They're more like high-strung than Thailand in Vietnam. Like, it's more like China, I guess. They're like, how do I say? I don't want to be offensive, but hustler, hardworking. Well, it's not a bad thing, but like they're more like business-minded and aggressive.
More aggressive, I
Yeah,
think you're trying to say.
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it as a bad thing to say, but and I don't think it's a bad thing. But yeah, I mean,
No.
the week I've been here in Vietnam, I'm talking to people, and I'm thinking even to hire some people. Honestly, like they're really hungry, like good sales, like really
Oh
persistent.
yeah. Oh yeah. I was in Vietnam. We were trying to sell product in Vietnam. I had hired a translator over there. She was nice though. The hardworking people, I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is cool. We're talking about
And
Asia.
the food is great. Food
Yeah,
is great over there.
it's very healthy, I feel.
Healthy. Yeah, healthy, exactly.
I feel like green lettuce, like everything is greens and meat.
For sure.
So
Lean meat and vegetables, yeah.
yeah, I with the road show, but also I also got last minute invite to a big conference here, and it was just massive e-commerce summit yesterday. I went to last I heard about at the road show, and
Well, nice.
I went to the VIP dinner, and I was the only foreigner. And there was a couple Indians, and there was a couple Chinese, and then there was me, and there was like 100 like Vietnamese business e-commerce, and they were drinking like crazy. I luckily didn't get too much. These sweet shots of liquor, like a liquor, like a sweet liquor, and they kept shooting these everywhere, like shots everywhere.
Like Kahlua shots or something like that. Malibu shots.
It was like an orangey color. I don't know. And they said it's very, and they have a big bucket of it, and they had these little spoon. It's not like a, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like a cylinder spoon with a metal rod, and you kind of fill up your shot glass
Oh
from
yeah.
do these.
The what do you call that? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't
I
think
don't
of
know
the
how to
name as
explain it, but yeah, we had a lot of that
well.
last night, literally last night. So,
That sounds like some homemade liqueur.
yeah, it was this very sweet, and I never noticed it before, but they said Vietnam is very popular, so it was a funny evening. So, let's speaking about drinks, let's maybe go into the. I'm kind of bumping around here, but like
Doesn't
kombucha,
matter.
didn't really mention it so far, but that's something I guess you said your wife is mostly doing it, and we also had some. You took
Yeah.
the roadshow meetup in Bangkok.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're gonna send some to Chiang Mai for the cross-border summit as well.
Perfect. Yes, it's great. That is a really good idea. That's great.
Yeah. So yeah, we started this kombucha brand a couple of years back. When I had came to Thailand, actually I saw a large market gap for functional beverages, specifically kombucha, because kombucha, I love kombucha. Kombucha is very popular in the US, but it hasn't cracked the Asian market yet. So a couple of years back, I saw a market gap for kombucha. I never thought about myself getting in the food and bev industry. It was never really my, I don't know, expertise, I would say, but I saw a market gap. And so we started experimenting with it. And actually, our kombucha is currently selling across Thailand. My wife is handling the business now, but yeah, it's been an adventure to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, man, I guess we're similar. We both do quite a lot of businesses, the
Oh,
e-commerce,
yeah.
the marketing agency, and kombucha.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
that's right.
also
Yeah,
some.
we run a Web2 and Web3 marketing agency. So on the Web2 side, we do SEO and viral marketing on TikTok. On the Web3, we do early stage investing and advisory. So on our advisory side, we help projects gain users and gain traction. We're going to have a couple of side events that we're hosting during DevCon. And we actually are working with a newly launched centralized exchange right now to gain them users. Yeah.
Really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, by the former CEO of Mt. Gox, actually.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if I should say that,
wow.
but yeah, kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, they stood through it, so respect for that.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it's good. Yeah, I have one item. Any breakthroughs in business, like in these over these decade plus or longer of e-com and Asia business and other things? Is there some kind of like milestones or clicks that maybe we can learn from or get some?
Sure. I mean, to be honest, the biggest milestone and the biggest challenges, hurdles, everything that I've overcome, I would think is to have the right mindset. In business, I would say mindset is very important. So I remember, as I was saying before, I kept gaining confidence with the traction that we were gaining from. We started small and we kept growing. We started shipping containers of goods. And I remember we had a container land in New York, and I'm like, how are we going to sell this stuff? And I have my capital tied up in there, but just kept pushing, kept taking action. I eventually got into a couple of hundred and then a couple of thousand retail stores and did all right with it. It was challenging, but I would say if I did nothing and I overanalyzed, obviously I would be screwed. But I took action, and definitely I would say that it's just the way to go. I mean, don't overthink. Don't think that because you don't know everything at the time, you can't take action. Just do it.
I like it. I think I actually don't have a real title for this show yet. I think I'm gonna call it like mindset and taking action, something like this. It's like what I'm
Sure.
okay.
I figured, I mean, I figured the purpose of it was to walk through an entrepreneur's journey
Yeah,
and
it
inspire other entrepreneurs and
is.
newcomers into the trade, I would say.
I agree. This has been great, man. I'm enjoying myself. I mean, even us, like even me doing this, it's always great to hear the stories and trying to dissect why, but I would agree. I think again, for people listening, it's true. Like taking action, like I speak quite a few times or even just informally asks questions from people. And I agree. It's the ones that just have trouble or never start are ones that are always want everything to be calculated. But at the same time, I do get lectured, and maybe you too, but I do get in trouble when I take action, and sometimes it's not. I guess we got to kind of limit the downside, right? Because I think both of us, we do things somewhat, maybe I don't want to speak for you, but I sometimes get into things a little bit faster and figure it out
Yeah.
later. And that sometimes it has backfired for me, maybe you, but.
I think it's a very personal thing. I think that every entrepreneur has their own style of operating. But for me, I would say that if I didn't take action, like I remember leaving my job. And so I said, if I'm not going to do it now, I'm never going to do it. My foray into entrepreneurship as a full-time career. And so looking back, everything I've done, even when I've had failures, I would say that they're not really failures because they help me grow. So, okay, you lose money sometimes, you make money. In those times where you've lost money or you've had downside, I'd say that you're still gaining something, which is growth. So you learn what went wrong and how to better mitigate risk or how to take action in the way that you have less downside. You have calculated risk that you take. And I think for any entrepreneur, especially while you're young and able, you're willing and able to work, I would say take the risk that you can afford to take because you don't want to look back at your life and later say, oh, I could have done that. I never want to have any regrets. That's why I don't mind acting fast and thinking later.
Agreed. No, I agreed. I love it. And even in Bangkok at the meetup, I met a couple and they were asking, they're both getting started. I think they each had their own venture and they're still working. And they were saying, like, what can I do? And I said, go to the meetups. Like, I think we're gonna start to do some meetups in Bangkok together for the e-com and business community. So that we have one planned for October 16th, Wednesday evening.
Right.
Wanna give some info about that?
I will be the host of the Bangkok meetup. It's going to be held in the W District in Prachanong here in Bangkok, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. I would love for people to come out and join. We're going to have a lot of smart people, and everybody's there to share their experiences and network, learn, and grow with each other. So it's a wonderful environment, and I think that if you have time, you should take the opportunity to come out.
Yeah, it'll be epic. I can't wait for that one. Thanks for
For
getting that
sure.
set up. And
For sure.
And then our last plug is the Cross Border Summit. You're going to be there. I just heard on
Yeah,
this show
sure.
you get some of your Hershey's kombucha there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to
Yeah.
have. That'll
For
be
sure.
early November, 3rd to the 5th up in Chiang Mai. I can't wait to have you there and making deals, because it's a smaller group. It's about 100-ish people, and we really try hard to interconnect everyone and make sure people are building relationships. So super excited.
Sure. Smaller groups are nice because you can actually have time for to speak with individual people and build relationships. So I think that's kind of nice. Sometimes when you have these very large scale events, it's you get lost in the jumble of things, I guess.
Exactly. I know every year people tempt me to try to make it bigger, but
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
yeah.
It's probably nice to have a couple of them.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about this, and maybe we can talk after this summit, and it's just about a month away. So, and we're the meeting in Bangkok, so lots of things to do. And thanks for everything you're doing, Hersh. It's great, your story, and it's motivational, and for me as well.
For sure. For sure.
All right. And then how can people find you? What are some, we can put on show notes too, but what are some ways people can find your different business
You
about you?
can connect with me on Facebook,
Okay.
and I can put my Facebook out there.
Yep. We'll put it on globalformasia.com/mindset. I'm going to use the mindset slug URL.
Okay, cool. Am I going to be the mindset guy
So, man, I don't know. I feel like
now?
that's
Okay,
the theme
cool.
of action or mindset, but you said a few times.
I think,
I
yeah,
agree.
sure. I think the greatest thing about entrepreneurship, you can learn everything. You can get people that have knowledge, but the thing is, it's a very personal and internal thing to have the right mindset to not only build your business initially, but to grow over time. So
Okay.
I think it's quite important.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
we all.
something something that wanes for most people, your fear, your uncertainty, and your doubt of what's to happen next. But I think with a strong mindset, you can really overcome challenges, and you can lead a very successful career, I would have to say.
Agree. No, it makes sense. And we all probably have to keep practicing that, right? It's not like you learn it and you're done. I think it's something you have to keep practicing.
No.
Yeah.
It's a lifelong journey, I would say.
Great. Well, thanks. I'm really glad to get you on the show. I can't believe it's your first. You should do some more podcasts on other. Thanks for.
I never do them, so, but it's nice to be on the show.
All right.
I appreciate your time and having me on.
Cheers, man. Save the date. Cross Border Summit 2024 is coming back. 2023's was epic. Never got such great feedback in all of our events. Cross Border Summit 2024, we're planning already a year in advance. It is a full week of amazing things. There's pre-events, post-events, workshops, trainings, elephant sanctuaries. We have a lot of amazing things here in Chiang Mai, Thailand again. So I would love to see you there. We've already pre-sold some tickets to previous people. We will be opening up tickets soon. Subscribe to get updates at 2024.crossbordersummit.com. Also, check out videos and testimonials from last year, as well as all of our years. We did them in China, and this will be our sixth one. It will be great to meet you there and network and make some great relationships. I can't wait. November 2024. Thanks so much, Hirsch. I really appreciate it. It's been great to get to work with you more on the roadshow and the cross-border summit, and I'm really, really happy to make business relationships, to make business deals. If you learn from Hirsch, he's like he says, you keep your ears open, you keep your eyes open, you're listening, you're making relationships, you're doing business with people that you like and trust and that you can work with. And that's really value over time, right? Your network is your net worth. That's another saying. So thank you for tuning into this show. He'll also be at the Cross Border Summit November 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Chiang Mai, Thailand. You can check it out at crossbordersummit.com or 2024.crossbordersummit.com. That page will be on there forever. We make things forever. We make deals forever. I am very excited to keep on taking action. Six cross-border summits, 440 plus podcasts, multiple deals, relationships, making things happen. I hope you're making things happen. I'm here in Hanoi. I'm heading to Hong Kong on Monday for the roadshow on Tuesday, which will be on the same time this show goes live. And then Thursday, we'll be in Shenzhen. Already 100 plus people registered. This is going to be a jam-packed one. I really am excited, and I hope you're excited too about what you're doing. If you're not, you got to take action. You got to change your mindset. You got to like surround yourself with good people. You got to do what you need to do to make your life and your business and the people around you succeed. Stay positive. Halt is where we're going. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. If you're any of those four, you got to change your ways in life. You got to make sure you're eating well, you're happy, you've got good people around you, you're getting good sleep. I feel like I tell my kids that a lot too, but it's good for adults too. We got to take care of ourselves. Thanks for watching. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.